Hey there, sports history fans. Arnie Chapman of Fantasy Football Origin Stories here to tell you about a new way to play fantasy football this upcoming season. Tailgate Fantasy Sports is the game you've been waiting for. It's a new type of fantasy football that's totally free and easy to play. Just sign up with your email, pick your favorite NFL team, and set a three-man lineup using only players from that team. Rotate two players each week and add power-ups to boost your players' scores. The best part? One random power-up drops every week. Now, it's not going to replace your existing leagues. In fact, it might be the way to get some of your favorite players on your home team. Because we all know how hard it is to get your hometown team's players in your home league, right? That is, if you truly follow some semblance of an ADP. I mean, come on. You think I'm getting Amon-Ra the Sun God at market value in my home league? Pick number 7? You gotta be kidding me, dude. Get all the rules over at tailgatefantasysports.com. But the real action happens at tailgatefantasy.io. Tailgate Fantasy Sports, where true fans rule the game. Join now and help us put the word fan back into fantasy football.
When you look up the word controversy in Webster's Dictionary, you get this result. It's defined as a discussion marked especially by the expression of opposing views. Well, we have those opposing views on football games that were played on December 17th in football history, all the way back to 1933 in the NFL to the year 2017, and probably many more to come. In today's edition of the Football History Headlines, we'll look at some of these big controversies and big games that changed the NFL rules. It's all coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the football history headlines for December 17th, as we will go through all the controversy that happened on this day of games played in the NFL, especially. They were big games that had controversial endings or big plays in them that were controversial that made rule changes. And we're going to start off on December 17th, 1933 at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the first National League Championship title game the league scheduled before the season started is played. A title game was played in 1932, but it was thrown together in a week at the end of the season. We'll talk about that more on December 18th's Football History Headlines, so stay tuned for that. 1933 game, however, pitted the New York Giants against the Chicago Bears. In the closing minutes with the ball on the Giants' 33-yard line, Bronco Nagurski throws a jump pass to end Bill Hewitt, who reaches the 19-yard line when he makes a long lateral to the other end to Billy Carr. Eluding two Giant defenders, Carr races into the end zone for a second touchdown, giving the Bears the lead. The pass play was extremely controversial as to where Nagurski was when he threw the ball. At the time of the contest, one rule that constituted a legal forward pass is that the person throwing the ball had to be at least 5 yards or more behind the line of scrimmage when they released the ball forward. At the league meetings later in 1933, the Bronco-Nagurski rule was created in which a forward pass is legal anywhere from behind the line of scrimmage like it is currently at all levels of football today. Anyhow, back to the end of the 1933 championship game. In the final seconds, the galloping ghost Red Grange preserved Chicago's 23-21 victory with a touchdown-saving tackle. The Chicago Bears defeated the New York Giants 23-21. This 1933 championship game also helped other rules at the 1833 meetings to be instituted. The NFL divided into two divisions, and the top two teams from each would meet for the title in years coming. The hash marks were moved so that the goalposts also were moved to open up the game a little bit to provide for more action, similar to what the ever-popular collegiate game was doing at the time. The game set an NFL record for 6 lead changes in championship game, which still stands to this time of this writing of 2020. The champs each received $210.34, and the Giants pocketed a cool $170 each for participating in this game. Just wanted to point out before we go any further that if you go to pigskindispatch.com and look at this December 17th football history headlines, you will see some great coverage on YouTube videos that we have put in there too for you to observe from some other sites. Now, our next event takes place December 17th, 1944 at the Polo Grounds in New York City. The NFL Championship game had the Green Bay Packers visiting the New York Football Giants. The website goldenrankings.com has a superb write-up on the game. According to the article, World War II stripped many fine players from the rosters of all NFL teams as they went to serve their country. Retired players that were not involved with the military were recruited by all teams just to be able to put enough people on to field a team. It was the Packers who won this tightly contested game 14-7 for the sixth and final championship title under their legendary coach, Curly Lambeau. While we got a little bit of time on the podcast, I just want to tell you about a partnership that Pigskin Dispatch has joined into recently. It's with the Sports History Network. And the Sports History Network is a group of podcasters, and hopefully we gain some bloggers and some other folks too soon, that talks about sports history. We all specialize in sports history of some kind. And I just want to bring up some of those people because I think you really want to check it out. Many of them are football related, including Joe Zimba and When His Football's Football podcast, The Pigskin Pass with Joe Zagorski. Arnie Chapman brings pro football history to life with the Football History Dude podcast. While Mark Morthier recovers a multi-sports history landscape with the Yesterday Sports podcast. Oz Davis also covers many great all-time athletes in his Truly the Goats podcast. John Gidley covers forgotten NFL stories in the Football Attic. And speaking of forgotten, Warren Rogan presents his Forgotten Sports Heroes podcast, while Jeremy McFarlane produces the Football is Family cast. Tommy Phillips gives us a story on the Lombardi Memories podcast, and Aaron Harris gives us a Football Odyssey. And Andrew and Dan Newman examine different sports in their Hello Old Sports series. You can find all these podcasts, including this Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast, all together in one place, thesportshistorynetwork.com. And we have more and more podcasts joining us almost every week. I believe we're up over a dozen right now, and it is a growing trend, and it's something you want to get on board with if you're interested in podcasting. And if you're not and you want to listen to these great sports podcasts, it's an excellent place to do it. And you can find most of these podcasts I just mentioned. You can find them on your favorite podcast provider. Find them on the sportshistorynetwork.com, of course. And the Pigskin Dispatch, you can also find on pigskindispatch.com, and some links over to the Sports History Network site. So make sure you check all those out. December 17th, 1972, Denver Broncos quarterback Charlie Johnson tosses three touchdown passes to help the Denver Broncos more than double up the New England Patriots, 45-21. The story, complete with video, can be found at denverbroncos.com, and we have a link to that on our webpage for pigskindispatch.com for the December 17th article. December 17th, the year 2000, Terrell Owens of the San Francisco 49ers caught a single-game receiving record of 20 receptions for 283 yards against the Chicago Bears. Owens broke the previous record of 18 set by Tom Fears in 1950 with the Rams. December 17th, 2017, it was a scheduled matchup that the most NFL fans were licking their chops for all season long. The 11-3 New England Patriots invaded Heinz Field to take on the 11-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. These two teams had little fondness for each other, and the game did not disappoint its billing as it gave a game that came right down to the wire and added to its legacy by having a controversial play being at its pinnacle. With 56 seconds remaining in the game, the Patriots took the lead on an 8-yard run by Deion Lewis. Tom Brady connected on a pass to Rob Gronkowski to convert the 2-point attempt, and the Pats were up by 3. The Steelers started their drive after the kickoff from their own 21-yard line. Ben Roethlisberger connected with rookie wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster on a crossing route, who with some crazy moves took the ball deep into New England territory. The new excitement filled the stadium after the 69-yard pass play. On the very next play, Big Ben found tight end Jesse James for an apparent score. However, after review, the official overturned the touchdown, declaring the pass incomplete, and an interception of a tip pass a few plays later gave the Patriots a victory. Tony Corrente, the game's referee, when asked later why the touchdown did not stand, and said a lack of contact of the defender on James was irrelevant. As he hit the ground, the ball began to roll and rotate on the ground, Corrente said. That's at that point, the NFL rule has since been modified. That exact play happened right now, it would be a touchdown. We're sad to say that there are no Hall of Fame birthdays for December 17th, so no discussion on that today. And we hope you enjoyed these football history headlines that we gave you with all these controversial plays. Tomorrow, as we alluded to earlier, we're going to talk about the 1932 championship title, and it came down to a championship game that was unscheduled. Actually, not till the last week was it scheduled, and it had some twists and turns that made it a really crazy game. And we'll also be talking about the Seahawks and their first ever division title. It's all coming up in your football history headlines, December 18th. Make sure you check it out, so hit the subscribe button so you know as soon as it gets released. And keep checking back at pigskindispatch.com if you don't do that. Or go to your favorite podcast provider and hit subscribe there. Or we also have that sportshistorynetwork.com. You can check out the Pigskin Dispatch and all the other podcasts that I suggested earlier. So until tomorrow, we'll see you later, football friends. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.